Welcome, everyone, to Merrimack College, home opener for the Merrimack Warriors. Tonight, the Warriors take on the Black Knights of Army, and it is time for our pregame chat with the head coach of the Merrimack Warriors, Mark Denny. Mark, nice start to the season, 2-1 victory up in Maine. How satisfying was that to get out of Orono with 2 points, something the Warriors hadn't done in the last 14 years?
Well, you know, I talked last week about being a little bit anxious about starting league play, but I was excited about where we were starting. So the fact we were in league play I wasn't thrilled with, but if you're going to play in the league, I'd say, you know, and not be at home, which we'd prefer, Maine is a great place to start. There's a lot of energy in the building. You know, I thought that you know, we did what we needed to do at the end of the day. You know, we've always talked about this team being built from the net out. I thought Joe was very efficient. I thought he was good. You know, the one that they scored on off, that was tipped or not, but I thought he was excellent. I thought our defense was really good. I thought our defense did a good job of moving the puck and also defending, whether it was down low or on the rush. Really good job of doing that. I thought our forwards flung the puck around a little bit, you know. But I think that's to be expected first weekend out. You know, we worked hard in practice to simplify things. We'll see, you know, what fruit that bears this week.
Well, Mark, the key factor certainly seemed to be the penalty kill. You go 9-for-9 on the PK. You also nullified 2-3-on-5 disadvantages, and that's a huge accomplishment.
Well, tribute to Stewie. Coach Stewart handles the PK, and that's also the benefit of having a veteran team come back. That's a good power play. And they've got, with the exception of Gustav Nyquist, that's their power play unit back pretty much intact, and good power play players. Flynn has a nose, and Abbott has a nose, and Will O'Neill's as good an offensive defenseman as there in the league. You know, you had pretty much strength against strength, and you know, it was. I thought our guys did a great job of getting in shooting lanes, or really being where they were supposed to be. A couple mistakes they did make again, early season things. A couple sticks in passing lanes. We were a little bit eager and tried to do too much, but good clears, pretty good on zone entry, but really good in the zone.
Well, Mark, Mr. Clutch seems to fit the persona of Jesse Todd. He embraced the role again last year. Lo and behold, he scores a huge goal late in the second period up in Orono. It proved to be the game winner off a Maine turnover.
Jesse, you know, he's one of those guys that I think gets overlooked. You know, he's been a productive player for us from day one, you know, and scored points every year he's been healthy. So, you know, his long-term health and continued good play is going to have a lot to do with our taking a step forward. You know, I in watching the video, he played a lot better than even I thought he did. He's probably one of our better forwards all night.
Well, Mark, two facets of the game you always seem to focus on, being fearless and going to the net and getting pucks to the net. Those are two things that I thought Jeff Valeka did so well on Friday, and he was rewarded with a goal. What were your thoughts on his play?
You know, Jeff, I'm really proud of him overall, you know, I don't know that was his best game on Friday, but goodness, he gets chances. He's got a great sense for when to break and good speed, and he does get pucks on the net. And he's someone that we think can be productive. He's been productive in even limited amounts of ice time. So, you know, he's earned a spot on this team, and you know, he's had to fight for it. And I grabbed him last week when we were bouncing some lines around and said, you know, don't worry about if you're playing, you know, and don't even worry about where you're playing. Just go play. And, you know, he knows what he needs to do to be effective. And I think having that type of senior experience was another key factor last weekend.
Well, tonight we get a look at Army. We've seen a lot of them over the past few years, a team that lost to Union 8-1, then 5-0 to UConn last night. We've talked about this before. They're a very good team, Mark, but more so they're very respected for the service they provide for our country.
Well, you know, it starts at the top, and I've got the utmost respect for Brian Riley and the Riley family. And people ask me, you know, how I put together our non-conference schedule, and I, at the top of the list are the coaches that we play, whose teams we play. You know, and he's someone I have the utmost respect for. You know, looking at the box scores and a little bit of the game on, you know, last week against Union. First of all, Union's a very good team. You know, a lot of returning players. But secondly, I mean, they've outshot their opponent twice and lost. So a key save here or there and a goal. And you know, even last night I'm looking at the box score and thinking, geez, you know, nothing after one. They score three quick ones. And this is a team that's going to come in here hungry tonight. And, you know, if we don't match their work ethic, then this game's going to be up for grabs for sure.
Well, this is the first time playing here at home, Mark, since the playoff win over Maine last year. There's sure to be a lot of emotions running high. How do you level off the excitement, particularly for the freshmen who are making their home debuts tonight?
A couple of them are making their first debuts overall, just first time in a college setting, at least one in Clayton Jardine. It's just a matter of keeping it inside the glass. We talk about, it's... basically, once you step foot on the ice, it's like any other rink. Just go play. I would hope, based on our week of practice, that we're looking forward to playing an opponent other than ourselves. But time will tell. I think with most guys, once you get a bump or you get a shift, you're right into the game. The best part of this whole situation is, in the past, when we first got here, we had to bring our own energy to the rink because there really wasn't much here. And now the energy will be here. It's just a matter of using it to our advantage.
Well, lastly, Mark, we had some great news out of Toronto last week. Stefan DaCosta scored his first NHL goal for Ottawa. What went through your mind when you heard about it, and did you have a chance to communicate at all with Stefan?
Well, I didn't hear about the goal. I jumped on NHL.com, and I saw Fanuft. That was the headline in bold, and I read, rookie Stefan DaCosta gets caught with his head down, which is rare, by Dion Phaneuf. And so I went right to the video, and it wasn't until after I saw the hit, which was bone-crushing, that I then realized he scored later on. And I don't know if he caught him with his head down is exactly correct, because I think the last minute he picked it up, which is why he was able to get, come out of it somewhat unscathed. But knowing Steph, that won't happen again. Stewie actually was up there in Ottawa recruiting and got a chance to see him practice and play. We're happy for him. We're happy for his family, and it's another new beginning for him.
Well, Mark, as always, want to thank you for your time. We're looking forward to seeing you back here Friday night when Northeastern comes to town.
Looking forward to it, John. Thanks a lot.
Okay, he's Merrimack Warrior head coach Mark Dennehy. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening faceoff in Lawler Arena. You're tuned in to Merrimack Warrior Hockey on 1400 AM and MerrimackAthletics.com.